Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, he chose his wife over me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your advice because I really want to kick my dad's wife's behind. I am a 42-year-old single mother of two kids. My children's dads don't help me financially, so my father has helped me raise my kids for the past 15 years. Well, I recently lost my job and everything went downhill. I wasn't able to pay my rent, so I had to move out of my apartment at the beginning of this month. I called my dad to ask if we could move back home, and my dad had the nerve to tell me that I had to discuss it with his wife, my stepmother. He put her on the phone and she screamed.
What'd she say?
H-E-double-L-naw.
Hell nah.
Yes. And said this would be the ninth time that I've moved back in with them. She said it's not their problem that I can't keep a job and that both of my kids' dads are losers. She said she will no longer allow me to ruin my daddy's credit. Then she told me to get off my fat blank.
No, stop, Shirley. You're doing it
your
this
fat good. Ass.
Fat
yes.
ass. Read the
and
paper.
Start taking care of myself. Before she could finish, I hung up on her. Yes, I have made plenty mistakes, but I don't need her throwing them in my face. So now my children and I are living with my girlfriend, but we can't stay there much longer. My dad will not speak to me until I apologize to his wife. I told him that was never going to happen. Why should I apologize to this woman? She hurt my feelings, so she should apologize to me and let me move in until I get back on my feet. I don't feel like I'm wrong. This was my dad way before he was her husband. Stephen Shirley, what do you think?
Uh-oh.
Nope, 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 nope. How wrong are you? You are just so wrong right here. And the fact that you don't know this makes this letter even more ridiculous, okay? Your father has every right to do what he's doing, confer with his wife. He has to discuss this with his wife, okay? It's her house too. Your dad doesn't owe you anything, okay? He doesn't have to let you and your kids move in with them. I mean, how much more is he supposed to do for you at 42? He's been helping you for the last 15 years. That help has turned into enabling. Yes, your dad was your enabler, and he is tired of it now. And wifey is not having it at all, okay? And how old are these boys now? They've been doing this for 15 years? Yeah. Come on now. It's time for you to take your baby's daddies to court and get some child support so you can get the financial help you need to, live your life the way you need to live your life. And yes, of course, apologize to your stepmom and for your dad. You're trying to make them feel guilty for not letting you get back in. They have every right to do what they did. Every right. Come on now. Steve?
Yeah, Steve.
Your turn.
Come on, boy.
Steve. Yeah, these type of letters where I excel.
Yes.
My gift comes out in letters like this. Let me take you down to it. Because you really want to kick your daddy's wife behind.
What?
I'm 42. Let's just start the damn the single mother part. You 42. What? Heifer, you ain't 24. You done flipped it. You 42. You got two kids. Nothing's wrong here. 42, two kids. That ain't bad. Nothing wrong with that. You ready?
Ready.
My children's dads don't help me financially. So they not sending no child support.
None.
Right.
So my father has helped me raise my kids 15 years.
Oh, you scared me,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you really did.
No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
I do this.
I thought
you were doing a Tommy with the W's.
No,
15 years. You don't need extra breath for that? Somebody been helping you with these damn kids, and ain't they damn, it's your damn hunt, your boyfriends.
Right.
15 years. Well, I recently lost my job and everything went downhill. I wasn't able to pay my rent, so I had to move out of my apartment at the beginning of this month. I called my daddy to ask him if we could move back home, and my daddy had the nerve to tell me I had discussed this with his wife. That's because it's her house.
Right.
And the other reason is because your ass is 42.
You.
You ain't 15, get put out. You 42. My stepmother He put her on the phone, and she screamed, "Hell no!"
I love it.
I love her.
I love that. Mama.
And let me tell you why she said hell no.
The realist.
Because this will be the ninth time.
One more time? One more time.
This will be the ninth time. Yeah. Nine damn times. So you're 42-year-old behind that came crawling back to the house. You ain't crawling up in here no more.
Too grown, boy.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you why you really can't come back.
Uh-oh.
It ain't just the nine times. Oh, that's big.
Uh-huh.
But I got more than that. Why yo behind can't come back up in here nine damn times. Who do that?
I don't know.
Who lose their place to stay nine times? You just ain't paying no damn rent.
Uh-uh. She's mad at his wife, though.
That's, if the kids aim of 15.
Right.
But that's it, damn near every year you get put out.
Kids. They can get stepmama again.
You buying iPhones and Jordans. Your ass ain't paying the rent.
Right.
This 42-year-old woman who is single because he can't get nobody to marry her because she keep picking losers that don't pay no child support and help her financially with these two boys. I feel sorry for that, but that ain't the problem. You called your daddy because you lost your job. And why you keep losing jobs? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You keep losing jobs. Then you call your daddy. Now, he done helped you in the past, but this time he told you he had to discuss it with his wife. Now, you want to kill her. You
want to
kick my wife's daddy behind. He put my stepmother on the phone, and she screamed, "Hell no, you ain't coming in here."
I love
Hell no. You not bring it. She said it would be the ninth time. And she did not lie.
She's a business. I love her.
Because you didn't dispute it. This the ninth damn time that I moved back in with them. She been there through eight move-ins. Mm, mm, mm. She said it's not their problem that I can't keep a job and that both my kids' dads are losers. You slept with them bums. Now, they ain't helping out with the kids.
Okay, come on. Read that next line.
This will be the ninth time. She says she will no longer allow me to ruin my daddy's credit. Here is what you really mad about.
Come on.
She then told me to get off my fat ass and start taking care of myself.
Yes.
That's what prompted this letter, right?
That's it.
She done called your fat ass out. See, that wasn't that. She wasn't going to write this letter until she told her, get off your fat ass and take care of yourself.
Hello.
Now we have the letter. Mm-hmm. Now, before she could finish, I hung up on her. Because the fat ass wiped you out.
I know what it was.
This is how the conversation. Get off your fat ass and take care of yourself.
Hey, Unc. What is daddy and stepmama over there doing by themselves anyway? What are they doing?
They living.
Yeah. And
they 42. They probably set 60, 70. They're just enjoying their life.
And loving their life.
They don't want them damn kids in there. Her fat ass in there eating groceries. They already, last time she was here, the one reason she left, they padlocked the refrigerator. They put combinations on all the cabinets.
And you know those boys are
Be
big.
Sure she could finish, I hung up on her.
Everything.
Yes, I have made, now here we go. Here come the confession now. Uh-huh. I hung up on her.
Yeah.
Yes, I have made plenty of mistakes. Mm-hmm. But I don't need her throwing them in my face. She ain't throwing them in the face. You keep throwing them in their face. You keep dragging them damn kids
right,
back over there eight times prior. Mm-hmm. It ain't that they throwing it in your face. You keep bringing it to their face. So now my children and I are living with my girlfriend. But we can't stay there much longer. You know why? Because your girlfriend know you got a fat ass.
Mm.
And you're over there eating groceries up over there too. And them two boys.
Boy.
My dad would not speak to me until I apologized to his wife. Because, see, you ain't just hang up. See what she
what
called
happened?
You, fat ass, take care of yourself.
Oh.
Oh, you went out the house like you at the Waffle House.
Uh-huh. I knew you was going to come back around.
Oh, you threw something back up in that house that now you got to regret. I'm fat. I'm fat. I ain't the only one fat. Me and you wear the same size, because when I live there, I wore your clothes. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's why you can't come back. And that's why you got to apologize. I told him that was never going to happen. Now, you're not going to apologize to him? Well, you ain't getting in this woman's
house. No.
Are you stupid? Yeah. Why should I apologize to this woman? She hurt my feelings. You been eating her groceries, staying in her house, messing up your daddy's credit. She don't owe you nothing.
Nah.
At all.
She hurt my feelings. So she should apologize to me and let me move in until I get back on my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa.
She's disrespectful.
See, everybody always got to do something for you. Mm-hmm. She got to apologize to me and let me move in until I get back on my feet. It's hard to get on your feet with ass your size.
Steve.
I've seen big people fall before. It take a while. They got to roll over, get on both knees. They need a hand up. If ain't no handle nowhere, they just stay there.
Stop that.
No, I'm telling you, that's what this is. I don't feel like I'm wrong. Well, Shirley told you all wrong. This was my dad way before he was her husband.
Come on.
Yeah, your dad. But when he get a wife, he has to leave all others and cleave unto her. That's your ass is included in the leave.
Her what?
Your ass is included in the leave. And you could come over to people's house and stay long if you leave some of that ass. Yeah.
They're going to lose an appetite.
But you brings that wide ass with you.
Yeah. She too hungry.
And you steady replenishing ass. See, if you would get in the weight loss business, somebody wouldn't mind letting you stay there. But you in the ass replenishing business. You over there just growing ass. We sitting up here watching this get wide as we go.
Yeah.
Your sons is sitting on it while you're walking around Walmart.
All right, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and at Steve Harvey FM. And also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.